USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's delaying what was to be the start of planned immigration raids today as he wants to give Democrats, in his words, every last chance to address immigration issues legislatively. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he's not holding his breath that'll happen.
There is zero chance the Democrats are going to help us. The president is being patient and trying to see if he can work with us, but the president, as the director said, is committed to getting this job done because this is what he told the American people he was going to do.
In a tweet this morning, the president says he wants to give Democrats a last chance to negotiate changes to asylum and loopholes, but added, 2 weeks and big deportation begins. At least three people are dead after a fast-moving line of severe storms swept across the eastern U.S. yesterday. Over 14 states were impacted. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump announcing new sanctions will be implemented on Iran starting tomorrow. National Security Advisor John Bolton saying they're the result of Iran lashing out recently, specifically when it shot down a U.S. drone last Wednesday.
Threats to international peace and security in the Middle East and around the world are on the rise. Iran's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons, its threats to exceed the limits set in the failed Iran nuclear deal in the coming days.
The U.S. has reportedly also launched a retaliatory cyber attack against Iran for shooting down that drone. Reports are the Thursday strike was aimed at disabling Iranian systems used for missile launches and to track ships without causing a loss of life. Motorcyclists and military vets are still mourning as authorities are looking for help in determining why a pickup truck collided with a group of bikers on a rural New Hampshire highway on Friday, killing seven of them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trump advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner's Middle East plan facing broad rejection in the Arab world. The administration's $50 billion economic plan announced yesterday. Kushner says
the plan would invest about $50 billion in the region. It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza. It would take their unemployment rate from about 30% to single digits. It would reduce their poverty rate by half. If it's implemented correctly.
While quickly denounced by the Palestinians and other Arab nations, Kushner is to present the plan this week at a conference in Bahrain. The death toll in a crash of a small plane carrying skydivers in Hawaii is now at 11. Authorities say the King Air twin-engine plane went down late Friday night near Dillingham Airfield in Oahu and burst into flames, and they've now confirmed everyone on board was killed. The Honolulu Fire Department says witnesses saw the plane coming inbound when it went down. They call it the most tragic aircraft incident they've ever had in Oahu. And Hispanics are expected to become the majority population in the state of Texas within the next 3 years. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau showing nearly 2 million Hispanics moved to the Lone Star State between 2010 and 2018. And according to the Texas Tribune last year, there were 9 Latinos migrating in per every white person. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.